Okay. 3, 2, 1, and let's go. So this today, guys, welcome to the Primary Language Network podcast. This is actually a new series called Can We Learn a New Language? And we have selected a few people from our office staff to get stuck into the schemes of work and learn the languages themselves to see how they're doing. They're all at different ranges of language learning. They're all at different ages. And it's just an interesting case study to see any differences, etc. So today we have Tess.
Hi there. Yeah.
Hi, Tess. So Tess, do you want to just describe your role at the company, first of all?
So I've been here for now 2 years and I do a little bit of everything, really. So your planet languages, I help with these schemes, I speak to everyone, I do the marketing, I do a bit of everything. Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah, if you don't know Tess, then you're probably not a member of Primary Languages Network. She gets stuck into everything. But admittedly, and I'm using your words, not mine here, your language learning isn't too great.
Yeah, it is very low.
Yeah.
Below a beginner, I would say.
Below a beginner. Do you want to describe then? Have you ever wanted to learn a language? Has it been something of interest to you?
So I loved languages in primary school. I did French. I had a really good French teacher and I absolutely loved it. Went to high school, carried on doing French and just hated it.
Okay.
And then we went on a school trip to Paris. Mm. I tried to speak French and everyone spoke English back to me. I went, oh, sod this, I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah, that's the ultimate test, that.
Yeah.
When I go to Spain and they respond to me, which they sometimes do, respond to me in English, I'm like, oh no, I've failed.
Yeah.
I failed. But yeah. I do get often conversations in Spanish now, a lot of conversations, but ever so often,
yeah,
English will be reverted and it is a bit like, no, this is the worst thing that can happen. Okay, so you enjoyed it at primary school, secondary school, or high school wasn't your thing because it was in Scotland, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What did you learn at secondary school?
I did French as
well. I wasn't quite listening. French as well. So you've never been taught Spanish before?
No, in my high school we could only do French or German.
Okay.
And our primary schools were linked to our high school. So you just carried on and Spanish wasn't an option.
Got you.
But I did want to do Spanish.
Okay.
And I love the language.
Why Spanish, do you think?
Just more countries I wanted to visit. Like I wanted to go to South America.
Yep.
I wanted to go to Spain more. I went to Spain more as a kid than I went to France.
Okay, yeah.
But we just didn't have the option.
Got you.
We couldn't do it.
Well, it's your lucky day then, Tess. So we will be... over the next few weeks, you're going to be doing a bit of a case study.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to be learning Spanish from our video to teach scheme of work. So that's with Rainey teaching you.
Yep.
Obviously, we'll join in with the task where you've got to do it as a class, etc. We'll help you out in the lessons. And you're going to start off from scratch because we don't... do you know any words in Spanish? What do you know? What can you say off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head,
yep.
Café con leche, por favor, because my dad made me order it.
Okay. Can you say hello and goodbye?
Honestly, it is very poor. I probably know some words from Planet Languages.
Okay. Any numbers?
Vaguely, honestly, I really don't know.
Okay. We're getting a baseline.
It is really low.
Okay, Rojo. Very quiet.
Very shy when it comes to Spanish.
That's okay. Can you say any animals?
Un vaca.
Okay.
Is that one?
Close, yeah. Una vaca, yeah.
Yeah.
A cow.
That's from Janet saying it to people. That is honestly it. I don't know anything.
Okay, good. So I think the listener now can tell that you are absolutely a novice at Spanish. And that's not an insult. That's where you are. That's what the most important thing is, to know where you are. So we're going to start off at stage one.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be on 2 lessons per week. And also, where possible, jumping onto Planet Languages. And you're going to be practicing the revision work on Planet Languages.
Mm-hmm.
Are you happy with that?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Brilliant. Yes, we're going to start. Just checking my notes. Okay, so the aim then is we will check back in with you in a couple of weeks' time to see how you're getting on with your Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because the first module is on greetings, colours and numbers. So by then you'll have at least done the greetings lessons and also maybe a little bit of numbers as well. You might not have got to colours just yet. So it'd be really interesting to see how much you can say. Because obviously then you really weren't confident to say greetings at all then.
No, I don't know them.
And we might even bring in a Rainey for that day, so you can have a bit of a test with her, and she might even have a bit of a speaking test, a mini conversation with you. Very basic, but mini conversation with her. How does that sound?
Yeah, sounds great.
Are you up for the challenge?
I'm up for it. Right. I'll give it a go.
Right, guys, a brief podcast, but just the starting point of this new series that we're calling Can We Learn a New Language? This is the Tess edition, which is Spanish. And we will, when Tess has gone through a few lessons, we'll report back. Tess, good luck.
Thank you. I think I need it.
Right, guys, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
And we'll report back.